You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
With Mike Hagee, I'm Scott Pridemore for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, we welcome Andrew Noblick with Mayor's Youth Employment Program. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Excited to be here.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, let's set the table. Tell us about Youth Employment Program, the Mayor's Youth Employment Program.
Yeah. So, Scott, the Mayor's Youth Employment Program has been in existence in Charlotte since 1986. And over the course of the past several decades, we've served into probably the thousands of youth in Charlotte. And the program was kind of a, I won't say a remnant, but a transition from some federally funded job and placement programs in the 70s and 80s. And then Mayor Harvey Gantt really picked up the initiative and allocated some local funding to support youth employment in the Charlotte area. So I am the program manager for the Mayor's Youth Employment Program. We have a great, strong youth programs team. The Mayor's Youth Employment Program is one aspect of that team. We also have a job development arm that works specifically to develop job fairs that are open to youth in the community and works to target out-of-school youth specifically, but is open to all youth. And so between the two arms of youth programs, those are the primary job employment aspects of youth programs. And then we also have a mentoring program called the Mayor's Mentoring Alliance as well. And so specifically with the Mayor's Youth Employment Program, we over the past few years have worked to expand our reach. We kind of initially started to provide training within some of the higher need Title I schools across Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. We've since expanded our reach over the past 2 to 3 years to be present in all CMS high schools.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sorry. And we can edit this out. I'm rambling a little bit.
So. No, this is great. We want to know everything
absolutely
that we can about the program.
Yeah. So so basically, in 2019, the Mayor's Youth Employment Program looks a lot different than it did in 1980, 1990, the early 2000s. Right now, our main mission is to provide economic mobility and social capital development through career and work. Paid work-based experiences for youth. And
can I ask you quick, when for youth, give us, what's the typical age range?
Yeah, so we focus on working specifically with youth who reside in Charlotte or attend a CMS high school. And this, in order to participate in an internship, the student would need to be 16 years of age by April 15th of the respective year in which they'll be conducting that internship.
Yeah.
Curious. So you got youth. So the word intern co-op kind of comes in my mind. I'm thinking more related to like a college experience. So you're taking that in the high school sector. And that's what you mean by youth, like 16 to 18, or is it extended to college as well?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. And so we work specifically with youth who are enrolled in high school. So typically the ages that we see are 16, 17, 18, and possibly 19 or 20 if you might have a student who may have started their education a little bit later, maybe were delayed for whatever reason. So they do have to be a current high school student in order to participate in the program. So the student could be graduating in May, and then they would be eligible to participate in that subsequent summer. But once they graduate, they're no longer eligible to participate in the program. So we don't work with college students who are coming back into Charlotte for the summer if they've gone off and if they're at CPCC enrolled. There are other programs that are available to them, but we specifically want to focus on providing high school students with social capital that they typically don't have access to. If you guys can think back to your high school years, you probably had a hard time finding a part-time job, but let alone an internship where you could tie in the academic elements of what you were learning to a career occupation. And so this program is about creating the social capital that many of our residents in Charlotte don't have, especially our underrepresented groups and typically or historically marginalized groups. We want to ensure that we are providing a service to those young folks so they can have an experience that are
sets them on the right course.
Yeah,
I mean, really, it identifies something that maybe it's a path that they're trying to explore that they might see themselves get into it at a later date. And this enables someone at a younger age to sort of explore that
right.
and experience that.
Exactly. It allows our students to see folks who might look like them and understand that, hey, there's an opportunity here that I didn't realize existed before. And
absolutely.
Not only that, they're paid. They're paid internships. So it's not like they have to sacrifice their summer to go sit 20 hours a week in an office not making any money. And it's not only about that social capital. We also want to make sure that there's an economic impact. And so this past summer specifically, we tracked data in terms of the collective hours that students worked as well as the wages earned. And I'm proud to report that for the summer of 2019, our 354 students who finished internships in August worked collectively to earn over 50,000 working hours and earned over $500,000 as
wow.
a cohort. So
that's incredible.
That's a huge economic impact for our youth. And if you think back to the Chetty study that's so highly addressed here in Charlotte and spoken about in Charlotte, this is a huge way that we are working as a city to address the economic mobility issues that exist in our city.
So are you able to share the companies, corporations, organizations that are allowing these internships that are bringing them to you?
Yeah, we have so many, and I don't want to favor
you don't
any,
leave anyone out.
Over
I
another.
Get it. Yeah. Let me ask you this: are you looking for other people, other organizations to step in and
absolutely
and be a resource?
Yeah. So I'll say that presently we have between 65 and 70 partnerships and folks in the community, businesses, organizations who serve as host employers, and so those organizations that we partner with agree to pay the student a minimum of $9 an hour and offer the student a minimum of 150 hours of work over the summer. Now, those are minimums. So we do have partners who will allow the student to work more up to full time for the summer, mm-hmm. Earning about 40 hours a week for 6 weeks and pay as much as $18 an hour. So there's a wide array of opportunity there for the student and a full list or I would say extensive, probably not an exhaustive list of our partners is available on our website at charlottenc.gov/youth.
Okay. charlottenc.gov/youth.
And I'm curious, what type of jobs, I'm just envisioning 16 to 18-year-old kids, you know, needing or wanting, I should say, a path that for mentorship, for the social learning experience, for all the facets we mentioned that are positives. I mean, what type of jobs are you seeing that employees are offering that kids are gravitated to?
Yeah. So over the past several years, we have focused on providing any opportunity that we could to youth. And I would say that in recent years, we've really worked to be more intentional with actually aligning the students' educational pathway with the experience that they have over the summer.
Sure.
Now, we aren't quite at a point now with our partnerships where we can always provide that and match that exactly, but that's our ultimate goal. We want to try and tie the student's career interests with a summer position in a work-based internship that will provide them at least some transferable skills, a way for them to experience an environment that would be similar in scope of work or experience or networking that would afford them the ability to really envision themselves either in that capacity or say, maybe this really isn't
sure,
for me.
Sure. And are there any industries in particular that you'd like to see more of?
Absolutely. So based on our we've trained about 1,300 students this fall in CMS schools. So we roll out a day-long job and career readiness training. That is the only prerequisite that our students would have to participate in order to apply for the internship experience. And through that, we track career interests so we can then work to partner with folks in the winter for these experiences. And what we're seeing is about a third of our students are interested in entering health science or healthcare or human services field. About 20 to 25% are interested in STEM capacities. 10% are probably interested in business management. We have 9% interested in law. And I would say those are probably the four largest areas, with healthcare being the largest.
Sure.
And there is a huge demand in health in the healthcare field in Charlotte. So we're really looking to establish partnerships there so we can hopefully develop a talent pipeline for our partners, but also, again, provide those students a real experience that will inform them as to whether or not that might be an appropriate course of action for them to pursue post-secondary education and training.
This is such a phenomenal program. I'm thrilled that you're sharing this here on our podcast. It's been in existence for 18 years. Is that right?
As the Mary's Youth Employment Program, it's existed since 1986.
You've seen, obviously, as sustained and entrenched as it is, mm-hmm. you've probably seen a lot of success where kids came through the program. Do you still stay in contact with folks that have grown up and on to their own careers?
Sure. So I'll say that I've only been with the program for about 18 months now. So I have personally stayed in touch with students that I've gotten to know during my tenure there. Just actually had a great phone conversation with a young man who is a freshman at Morehouse College in Atlanta.
Nice.
He had a internship with one of our local financial institutions here. And he and I chatted on a Friday night, and he told me he was elected vice president of his freshman class at Morehouse College, which is
really
just
cool.
Fantastic. And so, you know, those kinds of relationships are great to track and just kind of see how students are progressing. A number of our students are hired in part full-time capacities after their internship experience, especially if they're graduating from high school. So that is an option for our partners to, again, think about developing a talent pipeline, really take the summer experience to pay a student nine to however much they want to pay per hour to develop that talent. And so the students can remain on in a part-time or full-time capacity if the business and student decides to go that course of action. And we've had a lot of success there. I'll say that a goal of our team is to be more intentional with creating some longitudinal research and data that we can then kind of track the efficacy of the program in a long-term manner. At this point, we're still working to build that out, but certainly those personal relationships, many of our tenured team members, Dawn Hill has been with the program for going on 14, 15 years now. She's the youth programs manager and business partnerships manager for the city of Charlotte, and has just done a phenomenal job growing the program to where it is today. She was flying solo for a number of years, and now we have a small but mighty team, and we're out there to really address that economic mobility issue that we have in this city.
And what does it take for a host business to be involved?
So in order for a business to partner with the city of Charlotte, we've really tried to narrow it down to three easy steps. And those steps would include that the employer would have an interest and apply to serve as a host employer. So step one would be to submit an application. Those are available on our website. Again, that's charlottenc.gov /youth. There's a detailed host employer guide with all of the details and requirements and expectations that our program would hold of a partner. And then once that application is submitted, we would move forward to request a certificate of liability insurance to ensure that we're placing students within a safe operational environment. And then lastly, the partner would agree to enter into a contractual commitment with the city stating that they would agree to host the student, pay the student, ensure that there are no safety issues through the course of the summer. And that's just a protection for all parties involved in that process. So three easy steps: apply, provide liability insurance coverage, and then enter into a contract with the city. And all of those steps, again, are detailed on the host employer guide available on our website.
So in order for teens to get involved, how soon do they need to get the application in or start the process to be able to get matched with a program?
So we implement the job and career readiness training, which is a City of Charlotte platform. And if a team participates in that in the fall, we implement that in the third week of school, typically in all CMS schools. We offer the opportunity to have that hosted at all Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. If a student were to participate in that training, they then become eligible to apply for the program. So within a matter of days, I won't give a specific time frame, but within a matter of days after the training, the student will receive an email invitation to submit an application and a digital interview. And the deadline for submission of application and materials is January 3rd for this upcoming summer of 2020. So students who have not participated in the training, unfortunately, are not eligible for this upcoming summer. We just finished our final community training this past weekend. We do provide 4 community trainings typically each year.
And what is a community training?
So a community training is a training that's available for students who may either be homeschooled, they attend a charter school, a private school, who are not enrolled in CMS high schools. We want to make sure that this is accessible and equitable program. So for those students who may not be enrolled in a CMS school but are still residents of the City of Charlotte, we want to make sure that they have access to these trainings so they can then apply for the program as well. And through those job and career readiness trainings, the curriculum really focuses on resume development, interview preparation, customer service. Financial literacy is a very big component of that as well. And it's very engaging and dynamic in the feedback that we have from the students, both quantitatively and qualitatively, show that it is highly impactful.
Wow, you're really good as a representative for the mayor's youth employment program.
Absolutely.
Well, you know this stuff backwards and forwards. I'm curious, what was your first job as a teen?
Well, if I go all the way back to the job that I was first paid for, I guess mowing my dad's lawn was maybe the first thing that I wasn't paid for. I worked on a dairy farm one summer when I was 14 years old, and got up and milked cows at 4:30 in the morning and baled hay in the fields and ate very well that summer and gained about 20 pounds of muscle. But that was a lot of manual labor and hard work and long days in the sun, and really enjoyed it. And I think that set me up for a strong work ethic throughout my prior subsequent work experiences. But, you know, that's an experience like none other. And I think it really enlightened me to how hard farming and agriculture can be. And it's probably an experience that I'm not sure I could access as easily today as I was able to do a couple of decades ago.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's obviously a lot to be learned as a teen with, you know, accomplishing, building on something, having a job, feeling good about it, and then building on that to work towards whatever they're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And toward that end, I'll say also that there is a big initiative with agriculture and urban farming in the Charlotte community. So even though we may not have dairy farms readily accessible in the Charlotte metro area, we are still working to provide students who may have an interest in those types of unique positions the opportunity to access those. And we have a variety and a spectrum of opportunities, and youth who are interested, I would highly encourage to contact their school's career development coordinator. That is a primary school level liaison with who we work, and they help us to manage the trainings and implement the trainings, develop the roster. So the students' best advocate at the school level would be the career development coordinator in CMS. And if the student's not in CMS, we work to communicate the community training opportunities both through our website, through Nextdoor, through other media avenues that would be available to the general public.
Through Nextdoor, like the app?
Yes, Nextdoor.
Oh, interesting. The app. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Very good. And is there anything else that we should know about the program?
We're actively recruiting and working with business partners. And if this sounds like a program that would be interested to you or your organization, I would welcome you to have a conversation with either myself or a member of my team. We would value the opportunity to share the impact of the work of this program and how it could not only support your organization in developing a talent pipeline, but also support the development of our community at large.
Oh, absolutely. We'd be interested and we'd love to help to carry forth that message to other businesses that we're in contact with.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just to recap the website one more time, www.charlottenc.gov/youth. That's the best place to find more information about the program.
Yeah, other than a direct phone call or sit down with
well,
me.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
for folks, if for a direct phone call, what is that number?
Number is 704-336-5577.
Very good. Very good. And then the best way to follow the program and stay in touch.
Are you on social?
So the best way to stay in touch from a social media standpoint is to follow the department's social media Twitter account, which is managed through the Department of Housing and Neighborhood Services with the City of Charlotte.
That's great.
Fantastic. Well, Andrew, Mike, do you have something else you want to cover?
No. Andrew Noblick with the Mayor's Youth Employment Program. I'm Mike Hagee with Scott Pradmore. Thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.